Yo, 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 what's going on, guys? My name is Policy Q. Pow! Lo, you already know. Let's go. Welcome to the Come Up Entrepreneur, where I get to share with you guys my daily struggles and daily lessons in becoming the entrepreneur I was destined to become, and how you can too. There's a first time for everything. This is definitely my first time meeting an actress who is entrepreneurial, not just in her acting career, but it is also adding another side of another side income to continue to pursue your dream. Now, this is really interesting because what the Come Up Entrepreneur is about, I had an episode called Marrying Your Responsibilities with Your Dreams, where in the past, my mistake was I would get so infatuated with my dream that I would just completely devote all of my time to my dream, but then I would neglect my responsibilities, like having that side money keep continuing to come in. So I would get myself into trouble, and so much so that one time I actually ended up sleeping in a public storage. It got that bad because I didn't know how to balance both of those things. So what I would like to know is, being an actor, if you can share your perspective on how, even as an actor, you're not just being like, I'm just gonna act, because obviously you have responsibilities. And I've met actors in the past where, you know, if it's not acting, that they won't do it. If it's not acting, then they won't do it. And in the past, I used to be the same way. I used to be like, I'm an internet marketing entrepreneur. If I can't make money online, then I won't take it. I was very like bougie about it, and it got me in so much trouble. I found myself always backed up on rent, not being able to pay for my phone bill. So please share that light, that mentality that you have. I think it's very interesting to see an actress just very entrepreneurial in her ways and not just devoting, not just counting on one income. If you could just share some light on that.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And so I actually fully believe in the law of attraction, and I'm sure you guys have heard of that.
Yeah.
So if you take it literal as law, it means that whatever you believe and think, you're going to produce. So I think there are people out there who actually can have this mindset and belief of, I want to make my money through this one way, and they actually do it. Now, if you ever say to yourself, well, how come it didn't work for me? Everything we experience is a reflection of ourselves. So it just means, and there's no judgment, if I couldn't, if I wanted to make my money just on acting and it didn't work, doesn't mean it can't work in the future, but it meant that my belief system and my thoughts were not saying that. And if someone says, but yeah, but I put everything, there's so many thoughts going through a head, you don't even see half, it's like the glacier, right? You only see the tip of the iceberg, but you don't see everything underneath. That's the water surface level. So, as I say this, I wouldn't want anyone to hear this and be like, oh my God, I'm so afraid of all the thoughts going through my head that are screwing me over. I would say, it's not about that. It's really just about asking yourself, what do you want? And not putting so much pressure on yourself. So I got in a point where I was like, okay, I don't think I can get myself to believe, being completely honest, I can't believe that I can go out and make all my money on acting. Mm. I was just being honest with my circumstance.
Yeah, I love that.
Now, can I change my beliefs? Yes, but at that moment in time, I decided what I was going to do was, instead of meditating on the idea of manifesting money just through acting, I was just going to focus on the idea of manifesting money in general.
I that is so powerful, and I just want to interrupt you there for just a second, Tara. I think, personally, and this is just all my, it's come from my mind, what kind of hits home for me. And thank you for sharing that perspective. But what you just said, you changed your mindset from just making money from acting to just making money. That's exactly kind of like my wavelength too. And I decided to, instead of trying to make it just linear, just one way, I decided to open myself up to just multiple possibilities and how the money was going to come to me. And that's when I started to uncover all of these different side hustles that I do, right? Now, for me personally, there's some costs, like some startup costs that I have to pay for my digital agency. Like, I have to pay for my website. I have to pay for donuts. I got to pay to take out clients for coffee. So for me, you know, I deserve those side hustles so I can fuel those costs. That's really the only reason why I do side hustles. It's not to buy more clothes. It's not to buy more shoes. Maybe to get a haircut, because haircuts do make me feel more confident, and I actually need one right now. But I think that's so powerful, and I love the fact that you were able to make that transition from, let me just open myself up to multiple channels of making money versus just a linear way, which is interesting. And I totally respect where you're going with this.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so basically what you said, and so I just started meditating on, and when I say meditating, basically that just meant me, closing my eyes and saying the words manifest money over and over again until I would fall asleep. And then one day I watched this video by Bob Proctor recommended. And whenever Bob Proctor recommends something, I'm like, ooh, I'm on that. So I'll watch it. You know, I'll give it my time of day. And it was this idea that you could sell on Amazon with your own brand. And I don't immediately click with everything Bob Proctor recommends, but this, I just jumped on it. I started imagining the brand I was going to build, the products, because I like to shop. I like physical products myself as a person, and also being an actor, I love to storytell, and branding is all about storytelling. So I love the idea of connecting with people and giving them an experience. So that's why I personally bought into that. And when people say, so how did you get into this? I'm like, I honestly think it was because I was meditating on it. I was meditating it. I don't read every single email Bob Proctor sends. But I decided, for some weird reason, I remember, I was looking through my email, and I'm like, I'm going to look at this email. And I watched that webinar, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do it. And it's really... it's exciting. I know there can be such growth with it. Currently, I'm still investing everything I make back into the business, but it was really cool to see this breakthrough in the past couple of weeks of my sales doubling for one of my products. I was like, oh my gosh, I think it's happening. I actually think the growth is starting to come in, and I could see this getting so much bigger. So, yeah, it all started with being consistent, like you said. And just because it took me a long time from the moment I first watched that webinar that introduced me to the idea to now, it's been like over a year. And I could have just gotten tired after 6 months. I could have been like, nah, this isn't going to work. And then stopped. But I'm grateful that I didn't stop.
Yo, Tara, we appreciate you, man. And thank you for being on the show. Again, you already know, the Come Up Entrepreneur, we do this wherever, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're always creating content. And whenever I find a genuine person who is really awesome, who I think has a lot of insight that you guys can benefit from, you already know what I'm going to do, man. I'm just going to pop my phone and voice memo it, man. So, you know, Tara, where can they follow you at?
I need to get up to date with my social media. You can Instagram me. That's a thing, right? Yeah. I am Tara Parker 101.
There you have it. Again, thank you so much for watching another episode of the Come Up Entrepreneur. I want you guys to know that what truly defines you is not the money in your bank account. It's not the accomplishments. It's not your accolades. It's not the amount of followers you have. But the struggles and challenges that you continue to overcome, that you continue to keep plowing forward, moving forward, to me, that's what truly defines you, my friend. So again, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this episode and listening to all the other episodes. So I also want to let you guys know, you guys can follow me on Instagram at PauloCQ, PAOULOCQ. Hit me with a follow. I have an IGTV on there that you guys can watch my daily vlogs as I build my digital agency with my business partners, one challenge at a time. You guys can also follow me on Snapchat at Paulo, PAOULOCQ. And you guys can also follow me on my Facebook, which is PauloCQ. All right. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot. You're the bomb.